I always had see this saying, right? Like happiness is not outside you, it's
Yeah,
inside
true.
you. It's within you. Now can I
Yes.
before that? Mana, I really cannot understand.
Most people cannot understand. Because they think to find happiness, you have to chase for it, understand? You got to go after it, understand? But like I always say, we hold the key to our own life destiny. Right? To be happy or to be miserable is entirely our choice. Right? So learn to choose wisely. To choose wisely, you have to go in, understand? It's within you. You don't develop the awareness within, you cannot understand what is going on. And when you cannot understand, you cannot develop the wisdom, how can you have happiness? Understand? There's a happiness is within you. Your awareness nature, to develop this understanding. Then from there, you break free from all the delusion that has power over you and strong conditioning over the living being to make them miserable, afflicted, suffer. So all these are beautiful quote. Now, most important thing is remember you hold the key to your own life destiny. When you have wisdom, all this understanding will free you and you will always be happy. People who are not happy is because they perceive life with negativity. Understand? When you perceive life with negativity wrongly, you sure unhappy on both song. Like just now you mentioned, may say go, haven't died before. Still think that there is a lot of fun in this world. And you go, live life that way, remain heedless, see what will happen. Yeah, the teaching is so clear. You got two choices. Be heedful and break free to have the happiness like the shadow that never leaves you to live life. The other one is to continue your heedless way of living. Then continue to act, speak and think with the heedless mundane mind that has the evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion that condition your suffering. Yeah. So if you want suffering, you go Dhammapada worst one. If you want happiness, you determine to be heedful, to cultivate mindfulness, heedfulness leading, mindfulness awareness leading to heedfulness, to break free and to have all the joy and happiness in life. So all these are clear. Good, Nanyan, Sadhu.
Yeah, all this is because of Brother's Dharma, you know, that like right now, whenever you know I'm in not very positive condition, I can step back lah. You know, it won't like prolong, like
yeah,
the
yeah,
next
yeah.
Week or
because
next
you
week.
Have understood, most of the understanding is with you, and once you have that, all this condition within the existential world will not have much power over you. It may initially like condition your habitual tendency to feel like unhappy for a while. But afterwards, the Dhamma surface, it will prompt you. And then you understand. Then you will go back to your normal life again. Then it will not affect you anymore. That is the power of Dhamma. That's why this Dhamma is awakening one. Can give rise to the understanding one. That's why Pacetang Veditabo Vinuhiti can be realized by the wise Ishwaran. And once you have the Dhamma realized, you awaken, no more delusion. All these realities of life and existence, the first noble true reality, has got no power over you because you have understood them. You know the noble truth or dukkha, the cause of its arising, the cessation. Once you have the wisdom, you will go through the cessation. And then to do that, you have to go through the path, the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path, the path that leads to the cessation of all suffering. So the whole Four Noble Truths, once you develop the understanding, it can help you understand life and transcend the existential world's delusion to have the good life. So all this will fall into place. Good. Satu.